Basic Theory of Energy, Mind and Soul Healing. This is Saratima. Healing, and especially energy and psychic healing, has been around forever, likely as long as humans existed. They would use their hands to comfort and rub an ailing area. It was just something that any mother would do. And any person that would hurt themselves somewhere, they would just instinctively grab the area, rub it, and try to get rid of the pain, which actually works to some degree. Of course, there are herbs and other methods of transferring energy and information and triggering a correction. But here we want to look only at the energetic family of healing. In 3D, we had flow healing and magnetic healing, as well as spiritual healing and faith healing. These are some basic methods of healing, and within them are styles of healing that carry modern names like Reiki, healing touch, craniosacral therapy, and etc., etc. The prime methods of transferring vital life force or prana or chi is done via hands, breath, and gaze. The eyes play a special role as they connect with the mind and using the mind to direct energy at the same time. But hands are used mainly with the eyes and the mind together. Even the inner eyes, if the healer has the eyes closed, there's still a seeing involved. Now, there's vital force that is magnetic and that's being used in osteopathy, cranial sacral therapy, massage, etc. And then there's vital force that is non-polarized. We call this universal or cosmic energy, with magnetic energy being polarized, of course. And there is the gazing from the eyes, which projects healing rays that are non-polarized. Now, because the eyes are specifically linked to the mind, it is very important that when the eyes are being used for projecting healing, it is truly the non-polarized neutral energy. And then the person, the healer, is safe by not taking on any of the diseased energy that he or she is gazing at. Now, the next thing we can speak about is the breath method, which is used from far away, even distance, if one is projecting mentally via the quantum field or in front of the person, specifically into the astral or spiritual plane. And of course, there's a shamanic way of using breath via suctioning out, using one's lips to the disease from some part of the body. And that is a dualistic method, needs special training so you don't end up having the psychic debris in your own body. Any transmission of prana or vital life force needs a practitioner to be able to have a strong supply in herself or himself. And for the healer who's magnetically working, drinking a lot of water and cleansing afterwards is also very important. Now, for the so-called channeler of universal life force, which is a spiritual form of healing, the non-polarized energy, the healer can even be not well, and if able to stay neutral, can transmit the pure cosmic energy and then benefit him or herself from the healing while you're doing healing on somebody. Faith healing doesn't require the healer to be strong or healthy, but must have the ability of total surrender to source without too much thinking of details, controlling, just being simple and pure like a child. Then the healer acts as a catalyst. A faith healer is not a channel, but a catalyst. Now then there's mental healing, which is very common for the logical, analytical, trained mind. And we do live in mental times. It involves the understanding that the mind, and especially the subconscious and unconscious mind, are the cause of many sicknesses. By replacing unhealthy thoughts with healthy ones, the aim is to remove the blockages to the natural functioning of the body. Now, we know that this isn't fully working, as we know that even dinosaurs had arthritis, and they didn't have a logical mind, they didn't think bad things. So getting down to the soul and the DNA is important. Faith healing and spiritual healing does this very well. Mental healing in connection with the quantum field works also very well. Nonetheless, humans have logic compared to dinosaurs, and they understand the meaning of positive and negative thoughts. There are three kinds of mental healing. One is mental healing, one is suggestive healing, and these are interlinked like twins. And the third is command healing. They differ in the sense that the first is a silent thought force transference, just like in telepathy. The other is suggestive healing, where we verbally suggest to the open and receptive mind of the recipient. Of course, mental healing comes along with it. And on a side note, that suggestive healing is not hypnotic healing. There is no trance induced. Just like when you repeat affirmations, you're not hypnotizing yourself. In fact, you're actually open and willing to change your ways and often add a visual of your expected goal. You're using your will to change how you see things and how you think about things. Now, there is a third way of mental healing, which is commanding the instinctive mind, which includes the autonomic nervous system, to do its job. You let the autonomic nervous system know that you eat, you drink, and rest well. You cover those basic things, and that the instinctive mind has to do its job and not to slack off. You encourage and actually command. The most intelligent organ in your body is the heart, and it is very, very easy to speak to your heart and to encourage it and to command it to do its job well, to be steady, to be calm. In case, for example, there's anxiety or uproar inside of you, and you can basically remind the heart to be steady and calm again, do a good job. But of course, you can talk to any other organ and encourage it to do a good job. The reason why we use command in regards to the instinctive mind is because that is the mind that is out of alignment with source, that is bogged down and informed or programmed by conditioning, which is essentially not healthy. We're literally redirecting the instinctive mind and saying, come on, do the true, natural, healthy job that you're meant to do. And it is not just actually an asking, it is actually a command, because you as the spirit are in charge of making the body vehicle function properly. Another important point in healing is redirection. Once a problem was stated by a client or even by yourself, the healer does not speak about the problem, rather verbalizes the goal that the client seeks. So in case of yourself, once you know what the problem is and you choose what the goal is that you'd like to see, your attention goes to the goal only. You don't go back to the problem over and over again, because that is where your attention goes and it feeds the problem. So redirection is a form of healing. In modern quantum healing, shifting timelines, reality outcomes, we use our mind in a new way. If we look closely, the ancient ways of mental healing were also jumping to the goal and the healed end result, like done in redirection that we just talked about. But there were only a few outstanding healers who could embody this truth. Today, with the change, we see more and more healers and regular people becoming very effective in mental quantum healing. We understand the simultaneity of time and space better, and we use this understanding to see our problems and possibilities in a new light. To complete the summary now, and just for information, it must be noted that there are dualistic healing methods that borrow energy sideways from a source or an ally, which needs to be paid back. These are horizontal healing methods. These payments are done with blood and sacrifices, be it chickens or anything else, that are still being practiced in many areas in this world. These kinds of practices we don't want to engage in. They are problematic and extremely karmic. And in fact, we can't really call them healing, because healing means to make things whole. And when things have an outstanding payment, they're actually not really made whole. Now, if we combine suggestive mental healing, to which positive affirmations belong, repetitive reprogramming of the mind, with energy or prana, chi, transmission, and the attitude of faith of the healer, and adding a visual to the wording, and then even sacred sounds and touch, then healing can become very, very powerful. Because in that case, we actually use all the languages, and we are using all the channels that then communicate to an organ, to an organism, a new state. And it becomes very, very difficult for a disease, a misinformation, a misalignment of energy to remain and to endure. And so the more we actually find either the weak link within a person or within yourself, the easier it is to remove the problem. And if you don't know the weak link, then an overall holistic approach of supplying energy to the whole body and addressing the whole body with the different languages and pathways of healing are a very good way of getting good results. Thank you.